Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 48, Future Results. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to you by William Krause III's Day Laborer Services. Do you have a hard time finding quality day laborers? Do you feel like your $2.25 an hour just doesn't go as far as it used to? Are you tired of day laborers without a firm command of the Queen's English? Well, look no further. You see, back in the early 1990s, Billy Krause was the president, CEO, and chief laborer of Route 66 Lawn Care. And now, after nearly 30 years and several, well, what some might call character building employment opportunities and experiences later, he's back and ready to sweat for you. Do you need help with weed whacking, corporate IT oversight, lawn mowing, data center security protocols, yard raking, mortuary services, or leaf blowing? Well, look no further than Billy Krause. You can be assured he'll give you an honest day's work for about 18 bucks. So, whether your data center just got hacked by the Chinese Communist Party, or your retaining wall looks to be sagging a bit, or dear old Aunt Betty finally moved on from this earth, Billy's got a can-do attitude and a price point that raises absolutely no further questions. Call Billy and ask him what $18 a day can get you. This is a satirical ad. No one's paying me anything for this. Although, for 18 bucks, you might be able to get a day's worth of Billy. Earl opens this episode with a portrait of the president of Avis Rent-A-Car and a leadership style that was well ahead of its time. He describes a leader who believed the company's greatest asset wasn't its fleet or its branding, it was its people. Independence, responsibility, and trust in the workforce were central to how the business was run. One habit stood out in particular. He worked on one thing at a time. When deeply focused, he wouldn't take interruptions. Instead, he would promise to return calls at a specific time and then reliably do exactly that. It was a small discipline that signaled something bigger: respect for both time and attention. From there, Earl widens the lens. Speed, he says, isn't just about faster cars or airplanes. It's about how quickly we can move an idea from concept to reality. Progress has always been driven by people asking, how can I do this better? How can this be done faster? Earl notes that when he originally recorded this material, he had read that in that decade that would follow, more buildings would be built or constructed than in the centuries before. Now, I don't know whether or not that claim was perfectly accurate. The claim still holds a deeper truth. With the right tools and focus, we can often accomplish more in a year than previous generations could do in 10. The limiting factor isn't usually resources. It's clarity and commitment. That leads to one of Earl's central warnings in this episode. Once you recognize a big idea, act on it. If you don't, time will pass. Anyway, and one day you might wake up to find that someone else took the same idea seriously and built it into a reality. He illustrates this with a story from the early days of Henry Ford's company, Ford Motor Company. The sister of an office manager was persuaded, despite her doubts, to invest $100 in Ford's new venture. That small, reluctant decision eventually returned more than 1,000 times its original investment. The difference wasn't brilliance, it was action. Earl also reminds us that ideas don't always come from boardrooms or laboratories. He tells the story behind the invention of Q-tips. A man was simply trying to help his wife bathe their newborn child. He wanted a soft, safe tool to clean the delicate areas without causing any harm. From that small, practical problem came a product that found its way into millions of homes and hospitals. It's a reminder that innovation often begins not with ambition, but with attention to the needs, to frustrations, to everyday moments. Courage is a catalyst. Earl ties this episode together with a line attributed to Andrew Jackson. One man with courage makes a majority. The future, he suggests, isn't shaped by perfect plans. It's shaped by people who are willing to move first. What this episode leaves me with is the idea that future results are built in present moments. Focus turns time into progress. Action turns ideas into reality, and courage turns possibility into momentum. Maybe the future doesn't belong to the smartest or the fastest. Maybe it belongs to the ones who simply begin and keep going. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.